First one of the Chevim made, however, it's important to point out that I just named this the Shiurim Shar Hagan. There's a sefer that's called Shvili Hagan. There are other svarim of those stuff, but the name Shar Hagan is just the title for entering into this garden, the Gan of Pnimius HaTorah. The sefer that we're going to be using that some of the Chevra were able to get while we were in Eretz Yisrael, we had over there, and Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get more of them, is Das HaSfiris. Now, to that sefer, to this sefer that we're going to be learning, there's a Hagdama, but the Hagdama that I prefer to use before entering into the actual Gan of the sefer Das HaSfiris is some of the Torahs that are found in Hakitz Avranu from the tzaddik that we were zeicher, those who were in Eretz Yisrael together, we were zeicher to spend Shabbos together with Rav Reuven Sasson. And I think everybody who had a taste of the person, it's much easier now to relate to the sefer that we're learning and to have the picture of that tzaddik in front of us. And you should have received, I think you have it on the phone, or Moshe David sent it out, Shkoyach. So we're going to spend the next two or three shiurim with these hagdamas, which are very important. We can't go into the Torah, this Torah, without proper hagdamas. Proper would be for years and years and years. But at least a few more weeks of preparation. And then we're not going to have to learn the introduction to the Sefer Das HaSfiris, because this covers it plus. And then we'll mention Shem. By that time, everybody should hopefully have a sefer. Page Kuf Lamed Aleph and Hakitz Avranu. A few weeks ago, we learned a Torah from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalab Zecher Tzadav Kosh Levracha. But how, since man was created, he's looking for greatness. Man is looking for godless, for that pnimius that we were talking about from the Sulam. Man is looking for meaning, for godless. And what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe was explaining, this is what we learned a few weeks ago, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe was explaining that the tragedy of the Eitz Hadas is when brought to the metzias of a world where people are looking for godless in small things. People are looking for greatness in smallness. Imagining greatness and smallness. Looking for pnimius in things that are chitzani is. And the Rabbi Yaakov Moshe explained that that's the ikar chait of the Eitz HaDa'as. That's what we were talking about a few weeks ago. So let's look inside, page Kuf Lamed Aleph. Some of you have this Sefer Hakitz Avranu. Within two or three years from now, I suspect that everybody in the world will be learning this sefer. Everybody who's learning Torah will be learning this sefer. And by then it will already be translated to English, the chevra that are working on it already. Lo'or dvarim elu, naskil yisoy gadol v'chiyuni mo'ed l'dareinu. According to all that was being spoken about before, we can understand something, a very great yisod of our generation, to understand the nature of our generation. And to explain why is it that at this point in time we must begin to learn these things that we're going to be learning, mentioned for the coming years. And this reaches into the root of all of the mashbeirim, all of the crises, the mashbeirim and it's a brachinkeit that we see when it comes to the chinuch of ha'yiladim adar Hashem, of raising children in this generation before Mashiach comes. But it's not just about the children, but especially the children. Shono edim lahem. We are witnesses to what's going on. Shorish kol hamashberim. Einu machmas katnusam v'tavasam. Unlike the way it's being often presented and spoken about, these mashberim are not because of the katnus. It's not because of the the smallness, the katnus, or the taivas. the katnas or the taivas. These are all the shmuz and all the sikhs about the katnas and the taivas, the katnas, that there have never been such big bali taiva like now. And this and the katnas, from the time that we were in yeshiva, all we ever heard about is his katnas adaris, right? How our parents and grandparents and great grandparents, they were so great and we were so small and so miserable. And because of that, we're big bali taiva because of our katnas. It's not true. It's simply not true. Kilu shenim hafeitzim b'Torah. One would think that our generation, the youth, the young people of our generation, don't want any Torah. They don't want to learn. You talk to the teachers, you talk to the rebbeim, the kids don't want it. They don't want to learn. They're busy all the time with their phones. They want just to have girlfriends and boyfriends. They're, it's not like we were, and parents and grandparents. But the truth is, ela lahefech. The truth is, mamish the opposite. Machmas gedulas nishmasa. When one learns the Sifrei HaPnimius, when one learns the Zohar Kaddish, and the Kisvarim, the Ramak, and so on, which Ramchal that we're going to be learning, the truth of the matter is that the nishmas at the end of time is davke machmas gedulas nishmasa. That the mashberim, the problems that we see nowadays with the kids and with the adults, the problem is not because of the katnas, not because of smallness, just the opposite. It's machmas gedulas nishmasa. It's because of the greatness of the neshamas of the end of time. Shemavakshim or geula godul umeyer. Because the generation at the end of time is seeking the light of redemption, the powerful light of redemption. The only language that appeals to our generation, the only thing that's going to reach our generation, is the language of godless, of greatness, of true greatness, of godless. It's the only thing that's going to reach the neshamas of our generation. The neshamas at the end of time are very great neshamas. And they're not going to settle for anything less than greatness. And that's how we learned in Ursa Tshuva, of course, spoke about the chutzpah at the end of time. This demand for something greater. Kizel klal gadol. This is a great klal. Shebishah shehuchshu haneshamas l'or shel gadlus. That when the neshamas are ready for the or of gadlus, the neshamas are ready for the or of gadlus. Ein hem yicholos lova el sipukan ela b'or zeh. Nothing less than greatness will satisfy them. They're not going to be satisfied. U'hayochid sheyimalei levavim b'chiyus mashmos. Only godless can fill their hearts with chiyus, with vitality, and mashmos, and meaning. Mesirus v'nitu v'akoyches la'afike oru b'rocha. With devotion and dedication and using the koiches to bring out more light and more bracha in life. Can you imagine how derech moshel of a person, if you have a kid that's like that has the head of like the Rogachev, the Vilna Gaon, and you put him to the dalit class in some yeshiva, and he's not behaving nicely, the Vilna Gaon's misbehaving. And the Rogachev is misbehaving. So you don't have to be a Rogachev to figure it out. He's bored. The kid is bored. I was just talking to one of my friends, talking about how when my family, we went on Aliyah, we moved to Eretz Yisrael. So I was there in 8th grade and 9th grade. I went to school. And the rule of the school is that I had to take English. I had to go to English classes. Now, in the whole school, there were two Americans. This was Netanya. And I had to go to English class. And my mother went there and said, why does Moshe have to go to English? They're talking about C.J. Run, you know. I'm American, and that's my language. But, you know, kedarkim b'kodesh. It wasn't a matter of logic or any common sense. It was, this is the rule. The truth is I had a lot of fun in that English class because no matter how many times I did this to them, the Israelis were asking me certain things, what they mean, how to say it in English, and I was always telling them the wrong thing on purpose. And they would say, I know, teacher, you know, you are stupid. Something like that. And I would get thrown out every time. Weinberger. I remember she was a lady from Forest Hills, this teacher. Some from lady from Forest Hills. She says. But it was ridiculous. I was miserable. I was bored. I had to sit every single day. They had a class in English. I'm sitting there for whatever, 45 minutes, taking English. If a person is in a certain place and he's pressed into a small place, it's no wonder that there's going to be a problem. There's no wonder that there's going to be boredom, dissatisfaction, misery, trying to get out, trying to escape, trying to leave. That's what's happening in our generation, all over the place. Not to everyone, but there's a lot of it going on. Because deep inside there's this longing. A kmiya means there's a great longing. This kmiya pnimis elav for greatness. And moasim hem bekatnus. They're disgusted with katnus. On the outside, it looks like they're busy with katnus themselves, but it's not true. That's really just that they're lost. Ubederach dola v'tzaras ruach. The truth of the matter is that moasim hem bekatnus, that they can't stand the katnus. Of course it came out, like in my class, it came out that I was misbehaving and I got thrown out and my mother had to go pick me up because I was moris in the katness of the silliness of being in such a class that wasn't my upbringing, where I was. So you're moris in such a thing, you can't stand it. So then the tiny kid be, yeah, but then you're always taking a bigger katness because you're playing games with all the other kids, you're making them say the wrong things. And so I was acting out and doing silly things. Yeah, because that's immature. But that's what happens. You're in a place of cutness, you can't stand it, and you rebel against the cutness. And that rebellion can come out in all kinds of crazy ways, but you rebel against the cutness. You can't stand the cutness. V'derech gadlus zu hanachon elonu b'dareinu. The only way that can work with our generation is the way of gadlus. Gadlus. Hi inyan chayei ha'am kulo. It's the union of the entire nation. That's what this whole Sefer HaKitzuranim is about. After so many years of galus, finally coming back to life and coming back to our country and breathing the air of Yerushalayim and the air of Gula of Mashiach, that we can't stand anymore. The constriction, the darkness of galus, we can't stand it anymore. Sheyargish Odom Shemashmos Maisev Upoloisev Mekifa Harbe Me'ev L'Goralah HaYishi. There is now a tremendous need. People want to feel that there's deeper meaning to their lives that transcends their own personal gyral. It's now about not just myself as an individual, but the entire Jewish people. It's been thousands of years since we're able to be as a people, to function as a nation, as a people. I'm not talking about a political entity. I'm not talking about, you know, the elections and who's in the Knesset. But as a nation, as a people, to come back to life and to come back to our country, so there's this feeling of godless that transcends my own personal asik, my own personal inyanim. There's a tremendous feeling of my connection to the nation as a whole, and the hashpa on the life of the entire nation. Voice pri ravu tnuva mvarechas ma'od. Ha hargosha pnimis amitis vamduyekis al pi atayr. The true inner hargosha al pi Torah of how a Jew should feel. Shekol odom yisrael godel hu b'shiyah kamosa ma'od. According to the Torah, every single individual Jew godel hu b'shiyah kamosa ma'od is exceedingly great. And every single thing that you and I do in our lives, everything that we think, everything that we say, and everything that we do, has tremendous It's Oyla Lerum HaMailis. It ascends to the highest places. Every thought, word, and action ascends to the highest place. When a great person makes a mistake, it has a huge impact upon others. When a small person makes a mistake, it doesn't affect much. The Torah has revealed to us that each and every Jew has a tremendous, tremendous koyach to make an impact upon the universe, upon the entire nation, upon all worlds. And when a Jew knows this, then ta'ires and nefashos lochus keder shechash chayal b'stei krav, then it awakens within the individual person that feeling that a soldier has when he's on the when he's in the battlefield. Shelavavu mole megamas chayim el yoina, that the soldier's heart is filled with that ideal of saving lives, of making a difference. Because a soldier feels when he's fighting for a cause, a just cause, a great ideal, the soldier feels that every single moment of my life has a bearing upon the future of the entire nation. Every single thing that I do is important. The soldier feels that every action, everything that I'm doing, is something which is mechubet to something much bigger. It's connected to something much bigger than my own individual life. It's about saving the nation, or like it was back at the time of World War II, saving the whole world. Mom is saving the world. K'mesha filo hedyut should be Yisrael. Even the simplest Jew, misarib chalibo be'es melchama, even a simple soldier, his heart is awakened at the time of war. Kishalochim lahatzala sa'om, when he's fighting for his nation, for his people. Ki margis es gedulas misimoso, he feels the godless of his assignment. He feels that his assignment is significant. He feels that his life is filled with tremendous meaning. Purpose. Kain hadover ye etzel na'ari Yisrael. That's exactly how it could be and it should be with every one of our kids. Every one of our kids. Etzel na'ari Yisrael. Bali neshomas es Yisrael shagula. We're now living at the time before Mashiach comes. Bali neshomas, even those who are not in Eretz Yisrael, there's already Bali, we already have the neshomas of Eretz Yisrael and the neshomas of Geula. They're only words of godless that are carved from the inner light of Torah, from Pnimius HaTorah. Yaniku Chaim Adirim can bring forth, can bring out this great Chaim Adirim, a sense of the importance of my life, the significance of my life. V'alhitu asanafashas will inflame the souls. To have a tremendous longing to learn Torah. V'ner ha-mitzvah, and for the light, the candle of mitzvahs. Back here, next page. Ki pulosam zu. When each one of the children of our generation, the adults as well, but each one of the children will understand, it will be taught them, and this is only taught in Pnimius HaTorah. This is not taught in the Gemara that we learned. It's not taught in Shulchan Aruch. When he will understand how every single thing that he's learning, every single thing that he's davening, every single mitzvah that he's doing, every single moment of his life, Oyla Lagav HaMerom, ascends to the highest place, has a tremendous, tremendous impact upon all worlds. Umashmus Adir B'Kodesh, and the meaning of every single thing that we're doing is Adir, is powerful B'Kodesh and its Kedusha. When a person begins to learn Shari Oira, what we're going to learn in the Esses Spheres, when a person begins to learn Shari Kavana, Shari Kedusha, to see what every single word of Davening, every single word of Torah, what it's doing, what it's causing, what it means, what it brings about in the world. Vashpos Machras Al Chayehom, and the tremendous Hashpor that it has, Al Chayehom, on the life of the entire nation. Beruchni is a begashmis kechet, in spiritual things, and in gashmis as well. Ki teres hasoid, The only place to learn all of that, the only place you can learn that is inside, is in the secrets of Torah. Ki Torah has sod, only Torah has sod. Moira ketzad avodas Hashem, b'sei de yomo shall call ish Yisrael, he inyan shall oilam umlo. Only when you learn Torah has sod, do you begin to understand how my avodas Hashem, my just a simple, regular Jew, my negel vaser, my maida'ani, what does it mean? What impact does it have upon the universe, upon Am Yisrael? My lulav, my tefillin, my tzitzis, my mitzvahs, or when I chlila I do an aveira, what does it mean? That's only taught in Teres HaSod. Ki Teres HaSod, Mara Ketzad Avadis Hashem B'Seyda Yom Shal Kol Yis Yisrael He'inyin Shal Olam Umalayai. For the first time in your life, when you learn Teres HaSod, you're lifted to a place beyond yourself. You're taken to the place beyond yourself. The whole Torah of Baal Shem is the union of Baal Shem, of course, is the union of Bittul. And that realization of being part of something much bigger than yourself. Until that time, all of Yiddishkeit, if you don't enter into the world of Sight, all of Yiddishkeit is about how am I doing? Am I scoring enough points to go to Gan Eden? Isn't that how we all grow? Am I in trouble or am I okay? Am I going to heaven or to hell? How am I doing? I'm going to be behind this chesed project because that's going to give me a lot of points. And since I do a lot of aveiros, maybe that's going to offset some of the aveiros. Because then you get okay, it's like being in a game show and getting points. It's all about what am I doing for myself, and even the chesed that I'm doing. How does that help me? What does that do for me? Sure, of course, every single good thing that a Jew does, no matter what it is, even that understanding, and even if it has this thought of oneself, it's yakar, yakar mode, it's very great. But a person of godless can't bear, over time, can't bear the smallness of life, where everything is about the self. When you learn Sod, you begin to realize that my a regular day of a regular Jew is Inyan Shel Olam Amloy. It's an Inyan of the universe, of all worlds. And the Peiros of the acts of holiness of every single person, Minatilas Yadayim Shachris, from washing Negavas in the morning, Vad Kriyash Mashalamita, until Kriyash Mashalamita. It's not a ritual. It's not just that you're commanded to do this. If you don't do it, you're in trouble. And if you do it, you're going to score points. Vad Kriyash Mashalamita. Otsum hu ma'oid ma'oid. It's otsum, powerful, powerful. Anybody that's in education has seen, anybody that works with Chevra knows, that you could take a kid that's the most difficult in the class, the kid that refuses to take a test or refuses to do anything, homework, whatever, and if you give that kid to help another kid or to help a person to take care of, to do something, where that kid begins to feel some chashivas in his life, that he's helping somebody, that he's outside of himself, that he's doing something big, or if you put that kid, that's the most difficult kid, the one that was written off, this kid is will never succeed, and you put that kid in charge of some big project in the school, then you see that kid, the godless of that person, is filled with godless, unbelievable, the godless of that person. And that the godless of that person oftentimes will completely transcend the godless of the kid that is doing well in his homework or gets an A+ on his test. And that kid that everybody wrote off as being a lo yitzlach is going to, in his life, can accomplish a million times more. But he needs to be spoken to in the language of godless, what he can understand is something which is godless. And to recognize the impact that he's making on someone else's life and how he's changing things in the world. And the moment that that dawns upon him, some of the most difficult chevra make the best counselors, or the best teachers of kids that have special needs. Anybody that's Isaac in the Malach of education knows this is true. And then everybody's wondering, gee, I don't know. In class, this kid was misbehaving, and this kid was failing everything. And then you put this kid in an environment of doing and of changing things, and that kid feels useful. Even a little kid that's misbehaving, and you make the kid feel useful, and you say, hey, Daddy needs your help to put the sukkah up. Daddy needs your help to fix this chair. And you give the kid a hammer, and he claps a little bit. He feels chashivas. And with that, he's filled with an aura of godless. He feels like an Adam God. As opposed to, if you don't do this, you're going to get punished. Or if you do this, you're going to get points. Or all the things they use for positive reinforcement, they're going to put like another sticky on the refrigerator or something. When you learn Sod, when you learn Pnimiyus HaTorah, you begin to realize that Pilei Plos, there are amazing, wondrous things that are Chakukim, that are engraved b'chol dikduka shel halacha, in every single detail of halacha. What's the difference? You ask a typical kid, like in ninth grade or 10th grade, like, do you understand, like, why is it important that you put on tefillin davka like this as opposed to like that? Why is it important that you bench? Why is it important that you thank God after I eat? Every diktuk of halacha, every single detail of halacha, whether the shofar is on this side of the mouth or that side of the mouth, whether the tefillin are here or the tefillin are there, that eighth of an inch or of a centimeter, pilei plos. Of what it means, and that's not what we're taught in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch. That's only found in Sod. B'chol pu'ulas mitzvah, in every single act of a mitzvah, every single thing. A kid wouldn't be excited over a mitzvah if he understood what it's doing. Again, you could take the kid that's the most difficult in class. And somebody, God forbid, is not well. And you give that kid to be in charge of running like some Tehillim campaign. You see, this kid is unbelievable. Why? He feels the importance of trying to save this person's life. And all of a sudden, the one who's at the bottom of the class is a godel. See, it's unbelievable. The kohach to be up all night making calls and doing this and doing that. And he's finishing Tehillim for the fourth time. Because he's worried about another person, he's taking care of another person, he feels that I have nachrayis for somebody. When a Jew realizes he has nachrayis for all creation, for everything, for everything that exists. Ha'olim bebechosam ad shchake shamayim lo maila mehem. That every single thing that a person does ascends higher than all the heavens. Kefish nifres bebehivus rabba. All this is spread out and laid out clearly. The svarim hamadabim bekavanas hatfila. In the svarim that talk about the kavanas hatfila. This is when they talk about the kavanas hatfila. A person wouldn't sit there with a cell phone or come late or come early. If you knew that whether you say this word or you don't say this word, that there are neshamas that are depending upon your words. Whether you say Baruch Shemar, or whether you answer Amen to Hanaisan Sakhavina Hashanasan Sakhavina Havim Nimbalayat, whether you answer Amen Yeheshmei Rabbah, if you knew what that Amen Yeheshmei Rabbah was accomplishing, if you knew what you were doing with that Amen Yeheshmei Rabbah, if you know how much godless was in that Amen Yeheshmei Rabbah, you would be excited about it, you'd be thrilled about it, you'd be looking forward to it, you wouldn't be avoiding it, you wouldn't be trying to run away from it. But that's not, we weren't taught any of that. We weren't taught any of that. Hamadam bekavonis atvila. V'soyd avaydes adam b'chol yom b'maygel hashana. And the sod of our avoda every single day throughout the cycle of the year. Torah asoyd pa'elis laharchiv daita shel adam. Only the Torah of sod of Pnimius brings to this expansiveness. Brings a person to see the godless of his life. the significance, the weight of his existence. Ad sheyavin shemaisa vehilucha ba'olam b'avodas kono, until he begins to understand that every single one of his maisim, his actions, vehilucha ba'olam b'avodas kono, and his living in a way of avodas Hashem, nerochem kemaisiv are valued like the maisim shel chayal ruchani, like a spiritual soldier, the marochas alakim chayim, who's fighting on the battle of the living God, who's on the side of Elokim Chai. V'yisara ba'oyuzu gvura. And when the soldier realizes what he's fighting for, then he's misara ba'oyuzu gvura. He has a tremendous desire of strength, of oyuz, and of courage, and a gvura that he never even realized that he had. Like that kid from the class that was given the project to work on to help people. He doesn't even know never realized the gevura that he has. The simcha, and he's filled with a simcha, a tremendous, tremendous joy that what I'm doing is important. What I'm doing is helping people. What I'm doing is helping the world. U'tchushas shlichus, and he has a feeling of being a shliach, like a soldier, that the king spoke to him through his own koiches, through his own talents, that you have the talent to get money for tzedakah, to raise money for tzedakah. You have that talent to get people to give, to inspire people to give money. That's a shlichus that the king himself has given you. How do you know that? Because he gave you that talent. He gave you this ability to raise money for tzedakah. So this person is not embarrassed or humiliated. He feels a sense of joy, of shlichus, that I'm able to help this yeshiva, I'm able to build this hospital, I'm able to help this poor person. It's a shlichus. He feels that he was sent by the king. He was sent by the king, just like you have in the army. You have a guy, a soldier, that he's a gewaldige, let's say a sharpshooter. He has this ability, from far away to shoot, and he has a tremendous koyach at that. It's a shlichus that he was sent on these missions to Davke to do that, and he feels the chshivas, and he feels the accomplishment of what he's in every single moment of that shlichus. He feels that what he's accomplishing. Tchusa shlichus v'mashmaos atzuma. We were looking around to see how many of the chevra we were together, and when we went to daven by the Mishnah's Chassidim over there in outside of Ferrara at night. We were davening that old Lubavitcher came, the shliach from Bologna, right? You know what I'm talking about, the guys that were there. See, he's for 48 years, he's over there. In some Reuskewaffen, the Gestetl in Italy, he's there. And the guy's more alive than any of us. Because why? Because he hears the shlichus that he was sent to do something. And he feels that every single time he gets a Jew to put on tefillin, or to light a menorah, or to visit the tzaddik's grave, whatever it is, whatever his shlichus is, every single thing that he's doing, he feels is choshev. He feels that he's a soldier. And that's why the Bible made such a big idea, the tzivas Hashem, that the army of Hashem, that's the Yesod HaDover. That's not make-believe, it's the truth. It's the truth. And then we can make fun, but that's the truth. And when you raise kids feeling that they're part of it, that they're in that army, and the women also that they're they're on the battlefield, they're the Baruch Shalom Shluchas, and they were sent with a specific mission. Each one, this is my place, this is my town, and I was sent as a shlichus in this place to bring the light of Hashem to this place. And whether or not there's a Jew here that lights a candle or doesn't light a candle, it makes a big difference. And I can be part of big things in this place. Then you take people who otherwise could have been just like the rest of us, just bored and unsuccessful. That's shlichus and a feeling of importance. Like I told you I think last year, a year or two ago, that I saw there was a young man that was learning in Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. He was learning in Kol Torah in Yerushalayim many years ago. It sounds like it must have been 40, 50 years ago. I was living in Kultur. And there was and he was friends, Chavrusa. He was a very good learner, but his Chavrusa was pretty weak. And this Chavrusa that was weak always felt bad about himself. He wasn't sharp, and he wasn't able to. And he tried so hard. He was trying so hard. And he went every single Rebbe and Rosh Yeshiva that he went to talk to from all over, not just in the Yeshiva, but all over, he went to talk to different people. They told him to just keep on working, and you know. And they told him stories about how, you know, when the Netziv was young, he didn't have a good head, you know, all those stories, right? So I don't believe that, but Netziv didn't have a good head when he was young. But all those stories about the one who wasn't good in learning, and then all of a sudden one morning he woke up and he knew Rebbe Kiva Eiger at Teretz, you know. So that's the answer he was getting from everybody. And he was trying, this poor guy. And he didn't understand the shiur that Rashi was giving. He couldn't understand the shiur. I mean, he was beyond frustrated. He was like, he wanted to just run away. So the chavrusa was already starting to go a little bit. The chavrusa was going secretly. This person is Lubavitcher Shlich, he's a Talmid Chacham in Antwerp. Now he's in Antwerp for very many years. So he was going, he's an Israeli. He was going already secretly to Fabrangens. His parents didn't know, and they didn't know in Yeshiva. So he said to this Bacher, his Chavrus, he said, you know, write a letter to Lubavitcher Rebbe. Send him a letter, tell him what you're going through. He said, send him a letter. In those years, it was still early enough. So he sent a letter to Lubavitcher Rebbe. Lubavitcher wrote back to him, Chazal say, Vani lo nevarisi el shamish eskaini. I was created to serve my Creator. That doesn't mean that you were created to serve the Creator is dafke for having the sharpest thing and to answer Tosis' question. You have to find the way that you, or how you were created to serve your Creator. Who says that that's the only way that you can serve the Creator? That's Lubavitcher Rebbe back to him. There are many ways to serve the Creator. Now. To serve the Creator now in your life. And he said, and to be satisfied, you try as hard as you can, you learn. Try to review the Rebbe wrote to him, and try to learn, and do the best you can. He said that his whole life turned around. He never heard that in his life. It turned his whole life around. I was created to serve the Creator. No one ever told him that. That he was created to serve the Creator. And that everybody was given different kinds, how to serve the Creator. And when you feel that you're serving the Creator, and that your mission in that service is of vital importance to all of creation, then you're a happy person. You have energy. You're motivated. You're excited. You don't have to spend your entire life looking at your phone. You feel that your mitzvahs and masam tovim are filled with importance. Zois tachas ayosay mushu amamu batel, instead of being bored and bottle and feel like you're just wasting your time. Chaser hisarus, lacking any hisarus. Mikol diburei hamusa shemeviim lo. And they tell you all the musa like that. You have to break through. You're not learning hard enough. You're not trying hard enough. And this guy was learning with all of his heart. You're not doing the best you can. Or this, that, and hearing all kinds of musa. And the Musa that he hears, it's not ma'ir him. It doesn't speak to him. He's listening to words of Musa that are taken from the tzimtzum of the Das of Golis. And even the Torah that he's learning, he doesn't feel that this has anything to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we're going to learn next week. All of the limudim of pnimis bring this out, that the Torah that I'm learning is Torah Hashem, and how my Torah is connects me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not that it makes me smarter or makes me a person that can answer a kasha. How it connects me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a big thing. Instead, he hears all these shmuzim that are das hagolus. Das hagolus, again, how many points you have. Das hagolus. Whether you're going to get a good shidduch. Das ha-golus, all the das of golus. V'nem oimdim k'chomer b'nei taivas ha-chomer b'tuyei ha-medya sh'yesh b'yameinu. And all of those shmuzin that he hears cannot create for him a wall to stand up to all of the taivas, all of the desires, and all of the things that are in the media of our times. All the shmuz that he hears is not helping him. Kach, ba'ashpo hadragosis, ha'shoebis mimayonis ha'kodesh. But when a person draws in a healthy way, gradually, from the wellsprings of Kodesh of Rosei Olam, from the secrets of the universe, from the secrets of Sod, of Pnimius HaTorah, Lahashkos Amrav, to give life, to give water, Amrav, to the great nation, to many, many people, Yudruchu HaNefashos Ois, the Nefashos are going to be guided and drawn to a great strength, Ois, Kvami Reishis Tal Yaldusa. I mean, this has to begin from the beginning when they're little kids. This way of teaching, that doesn't mean you learn Kabbalah with children. But to begin to teach from at an early age, using of course language they could understand, was the inyan of Pnimius, was the inyan of Sod, and the meaning of their mitzvahs and so on. Yativu rucham betal le'ora, that will moisten the ruach with the dew of light. V'yavo shlav achar shlav el amokim atzuma miyaseh, and step after step, shlav after shlav, they will go deeper and deeper. B'ruach kabir, with powerful ruach, b'dei rechove, with great expanded das, v'nefesh ve'anon, and will bring a freshness of spirit, an excitement and a freshness of spirit. Halichemes u'po'elos. Halichemes u'po'elos. And there was such a, something I feel a little bit bad to say this, but like the contrast between the week that we spent together and the avoda, with the singing and the davening and all the avoda, and then I was davening in regular minyanim, and how much I missed just being with the chaver. There's a feeling of excitement, a feeling of freshness, and that you walk around and go to Stieblich and to places, and it's like, you know. So I never have that when I'm here. I don't have such a feeling like I was davening someplace, and the guy next to me comes in, like, you know, it was already by Yishtabach, and he puts on his towels and tefillin, he gives a yawn, and he's on his phone the whole time, and then he puts it down, and he says three or four words, and he looks again, and it's like that. And I'm working so hard not to pay attention to this, not to have an ayin ra, and to be mlamet zchus and all those other things. And I was thinking the whole time that I can't be like this. I can't be in this anymore. You know? I did a lot of that when I was growing up. And I was surrounded by all this stuff. It's so so smeich but Mrs. Hashem to be filled with simcha, sasa v'smecha b'mitzvah Hashem, to do the mitzvahs with joy, v'chashes doifek chayav mashmus hamakifa, and to feel the pulse of life in the meaning of, in the great, great deeper meaning and significance of all that I'm doing in my life. Okay, Mitzvah, we'll learn a little bit more from the Hakdamas of Akitzurano. If you have the Sefer, bring it next week.